Welcome back to The Daily Dose, where we're continuing our series on guilt and shame. The question that we're going to discuss today is, how does Christ deal with our guilt? We gave an overview of that in the first episode, talking through the story at the end of the prodigal son and the father's response to him. But we're going to look today, how does Christ deal specifically with our guilt? And in order to allow Christ to deal with our guilt, there's something we have to acknowledge. We have to acknowledge reality. If guilt is, I did something wrong, acknowledging reality is saying, I actually am guilty. I have done lots of things wrong, and by virtue of that, I deserve punishment. We're not going to experience Christ dealing with our guilt if we don't first acknowledge that we actually have guilt. And this is kind of countercultural, because our culture is saying, no, there's nothing wrong with you. You didn't do anything wrong. You know, speak your truth. There's this kind of postmodern subjective approach to everything. But we have to acknowledge that there is objective truth, there is moral law, and we fall short in all sorts of ways. So we have to start by acknowledging reality that, yes, there really are lots of things I've done wrong. I really am guilty, and I really do deserve punishment. Once we've acknowledged that, we then see how Christ begins to deal with that. First of all, Jesus takes on flesh. And part of what we understand from the book of Hebrews is that one of the reasons Jesus took on flesh is so that he could experience the fullness of what it is to be human. The fullness of all the temptations, of all the interpersonal relationships and conflicts, of being sinned against, the temptations to sin against others. Jesus took on flesh to share in the fullness of that experience with us. It says in Hebrews 4 that he was tempted, but without sin. And part of the reason that he had to go through that temptation was not so that he could stand over us and go, what's wrong with you? I did it right. What's your excuse? No. Jesus was tempted without sin so that he would be able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses. A guilty person, what do they need? They deserve judgment, but what do they need? They need someone who looks on them with compassion and sympathy and says, I'm not saying what you did was right, but I understand. I understand the pain. I understand the temptation. I understand the suffering. I understand why you might think that what you chose to do would provide hope or relief or alleviate your pain. And Jesus was tempted, but without sin, so that he could sympathize with us in our weakness. And that's how he begins to deal with our guilt. But then what Jesus does is he then, in his flesh, he lives a perfect life of obedience. That all the ways in which we're guilty, all the ways in which we've fallen short, all the ways in which we've done wrong and deserve just punishment, Jesus never gave in to that temptation. In his perfect life of obedience, he offers in our place. He says, here, take this. And then he takes the punishment that we deserve. He says, here, I'll take that. And he does that so that it would be possible to have our guilt alleviated before God. So how does Christ deal with our guilt? Once we acknowledge reality that we're guilty, he enters in, he shares in our experience, he offers us sympathy and compassion because he understands the fullness of what it is to be human. And then he gives us his obedience and takes our punishment so that there's a possibility for us to be made right before God and to have that guilt alleviated. And we'll continue looking at that topic in the next episode of The Daily Dose.